This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get into Juan Soto. Now, I'm going to give you my... We have not talked about this off the air, what we feel or anything like that. We know the numbers. You saw yesterday, Soto had a rough series against the White Sox. Over tension, had a base hit, but the bad base running with Nimmo and all that stuff. But still, just hitting weak grounders in the infield yesterday. But I did see the shuffle. And that's the most important thing to me. I've talked about that for a long time. I want to see Juan Soto be comfortable. I want to see him be himself. And the more shuffles, and you saw a little taste of it yesterday, a good one. This wasn't like one of those half-ass shuffles. It was a real Soto shuffle. It makes me at least feel somewhat encouraged that he's maybe starting to feel more comfortable. I keep an eye on him in the celebrations. I saw it with the Lindor walk-off sack fly on Memorial Day. Where is Juan Soto? The Pete Alonso leg kick, silly celebration. Where is Juan Soto? They're inviting him in. I think there is an effort to try to make him more comfortable, and I'm seeing him make an effort to try to get more comfortable, and I think that's encouraging. I'm not worried about Soto at all.
Okay, so why is it taking him so long to get comfortable?
I mean, it's only a couple months.
True, but it didn't happen last year. Right. And that's what I keep going back to. He just still looks... Looks like he's kind of floating, like he's there, but he's not. And I think that changes. I mean, it better. I think it probably, I know the numbers are going to get better, but he just still looks like he's just kind of there.
Yeah. Well, like, he is.
Well, but I'm saying like not really feeling it.
Well, but the Soto shuffle yesterday, I mean, that says that he's feeling it a little bit, no?
I mean, come on. Was this on the five hopper short? I didn't even see it. I don't even think it went short.
He had a couple hoppers. Whatever. But I'm just saying the actual shuffle itself to me is more indicative or more important than the actual results. The results will come. I'm not worried about that. I don't think, like, people are talking about, oh, this is the worst contract. Even you said that, I think, when I was out. Like, this is going to be an awful contract. I disagree.
I think it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
I don't mean now, necessarily.
But we also said that at the time. Like, none of these contracts, the big contracts, age well. I still think it was a great contract because I wanted the Mets to get the player. I thought they had to get the player. They got him. Now he's just got to do his job. Yeah, right now it looks awful because Juan Soto, his numbers are on par with one of the worst players in the sport. He's supposed to be on par with the best players in the sport. But I think he'll get comfortable. I think there are two differences. It's a new team, new environment. He doesn't have the free agency that he's attaining to get to anymore. He's got the big contract. So I think he's with a new team, new environment, and living up to the pressure of that contract. That's it. I mean, when you try to dissect why Juan Soto was struggling, that's it. It's not that he forgot how to play baseball. It's not that he's fallen off. It's not that he doesn't have the skill set anymore. He's still a young player before even the prime of his career, really. So I'm not concerned about that. I'm more worried about him getting acclimated and then feeling like he doesn't maybe need to put all the pressure on himself to live up to the contract, which is something he never had to do before.
Listen, I can mess around and play the game here, but I've got to be true to the conversation. And he's really had some bad luck here. I don't like the way he looks. Yeah. Like, I don't like his body language, but...
He's hitting numbers, dude. Like, I don't want to hear about the exit velo.
No, I don't mean yesterday. I mean, that was pretty ugly here. But, I mean, you're talking about it's 2 months of baseball, and I'm looking at a whole lot of 95, 94, 95, 92, 100%, 80%, 98%, 77% percentiles. And those are all pertaining to either how hard he's hitting the ball, where he's hitting the ball on the bat in terms of the sweet spot, his bat speed, which has dropped a little bit. That's at 73%. And I remember reading an article on that and even bringing it up on the air a couple days ago. He's dropped like from, I want to say 75.6 to like 73. Noticeable, but we'll see where that goes. Maybe it's early. He's still squaring the ball up a lot more than most of these players here. So I do think that he could very easily have an OPS of 870 and a batting average of 260 or 270, maybe even higher. I mean, and the advanced analytics back that up. My thing is, he's got to show, like, the onus is on him. It's not on Met fans to, you know, hey, let's cheer for you to pull you out of it. Let's boo you. I know they were, and I got no problem with that. Let's boo you because you're not doing your job. He's got to show, and I guess the only way you really show this is with results, but also with effort that's discernible. Like, we should never interpret, did he run hard? Did he showboat? Did he sandbag it? Was he in space? He's just got to play harder.
I think he's doing that, though, since the Yankee series or the Red Sox
issue. Well, yeah, the Yankees was the ground ball to DJ to his right. Of course, we saw what happened in Fenway when he banged it off the monster. Then he stole second base the next pitch. I got that. Yeah, maybe there's been a bit of an uptick in like outward energy and emotion, and I think that's a start, but that can't be optional, and that's what I don't understand. I know you don't love these numbers, but look at that. Like, you see a ton of red, you see a lot of numbers, a lot of wacky stuff, right? Like, I really can make complete sense of these numbers and tell you why he's going to be fine, and he should be better off now statistically than he is. What I don't have any metric for is why the guy doesn't look like he loves being a Met. He doesn't look like he's happy.
Well, but that's my point. So when you start to see the shuffle like you saw yesterday, that tells me that at the very least, he's trying. Where there was some talk, and it's such bull crap talk, like it always goes to extremes. We talked about it. We discussed it probably before anybody else discussed it. It goes to extremes where, Soto wants to be a Yankee. Get out of here. He chose to be with the Mets. I don't care if his mother, sister, aunt, cousin, Uncle Charlie, I don't care who told him what. He signed with the Mets. He knew what he was doing. He signed with the Mets for a reason. So the idea that he misses the Yankees, he misses the Yankees, just like you'd miss an ex-girlfriend. And then you move on. Maybe he's not in the process of moving on. I thought you brought up the best point, PT, is that it's hard to move on easily when the ex is right in town with you.
The Yanks are in the backyard. He didn't go to the Dodgers, didn't go out to Seattle where it's just a world of isolation. When he does poorly, Yankee fans chime in and gloat.
Yeah.
The Yankees are rocking right now, so Yankee fans rightfully so are feeling themselves from a team perspective. He doesn't seem missed right now. I think at some point you probably will miss that lethal bat, probably in October as well. But I just think you're getting hit from every angle where the Met fans disappointed, the Yankee fans like, ha-ha, sucker, look at you.
Yeah.
And it just adds up to the tsunami of uncomfortability. But the thing is, it was evident from day one where the Yankees didn't get off to this amazing start right out of the chute. Like, they did actually with the torpedo bats, but then they struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
And the Mets were winning. So it's not like
I don't think it was evident from day one.
I thought that because it was,
remember,
actually.
Watching Soto in that at-bat against Hader on day one. Remember that series against
of course.
The Astros?
Yeah, struck out.
He looked like Juan Soto. He was in the at-bat. He looked like Juan Soto. Remember, I tweeted out, we had this issue, we talked about it during whatever series it was, the heart emojis, even after a strikeout, Soto
had
that
head. Yeah, a couple weeks ago,
He still looked like himself.
Yeah.
Something has happened, whether it's the pressure or whether maybe the results weren't there very early on that started to chip away at him.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the I don't want to say antics because I think that has a negative connotation, but maybe the actions of the Mets and trying to be loose and have fun, maybe he doesn't vibe with that where he's more buttoned up and professional like the Yankees would be. Maybe that started to chip away at him a little bit.
I didn't see him as buttoned up a year ago. I thought he was having a lot of fun with those guys goofing off with the celebrations.
I'm not saying can't have fun. I'm talking about the Yankees are a clear buttoned up operation Where the Mets, it's a little more loose environment.
You would okay. think, you but would I think Mendy's pretty buttoned up. You don't think so?
I don't know. I mean,
he comes across as being buttoned up to me.
I don't think he lets nonsense go. When I say
buttoned up, it's not Davey Johnson letting these guys stay out until 3 in the morning.
The Yankees are a much more buttoned up, quotes, air quotes, professional organization. Now, that's for some people. Some people, it's not. For me, I wouldn't want to deal with that. I'd like to have more fun and be in a looser environment where I could feel like I could really be myself. Maybe Soto likes more of the other environment, like the Yankees, so he's trying to get acclimated. This has been reported about. This is not even speculation. There have been reports talking about, Andy Martino wrote about it with Starling Marte, having to go to Soto and be like, hey, man, this is what we do here. Look at the camera, pose. Okay, some people like that attention. Some people want to be clowning and joking around. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's still trying to get a feel for what the Mets are all about versus what he is all about. And I think that because of the slow start and the numbers and the pressure and the contract, it's all snowballed into something that he's trying to now figure out his way out of this and get back to who he is at his core.
I want to go back to something you said about picking the Mets here and whether it was Uncle Charlie or Mom. Now, there's an expiration point on this. He's going to have to get with the program. He's a Met, and he's the one who put his name on that paper.
Yeah.
I get it. But it doesn't, and this is not a troll, I swear, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't for now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
Regret leaving the Yankees.
See, I think regret is the wrong
Whatever
word.
Whatever word you want to use. Yeah. Like second guess or didn't do it or he did it for his mom. Oh, or maybe he was so overwhelmed by...
There's no way. By
Cohen bending over backwards and it felt good at the time and now the season starts. There's an element of missing what was.
Okay.
That's all in play
that's
here. That better go away for his perspective. You can't be saying this for 10 years.
But that's not regret. That's just thinking, missing your old team a little bit and trying to get acclimated to the new... He knew what he's doing. He's an adult. He's not 16. He's 26.
But then why didn't he make his own decision?
He did.
No, his mom did.
It's a family decision.
Did Aaron Judge's dad say, you better sign with the Yankees? Aaron Judge's dad probably wanted to go play for the Giants because he lives out
maybe
there.
Maybe his wife did. Are you making every decision based on your own or you're getting your family involved?
When it comes to work?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, you're not consulting your wife at all.
No, I'm not saying that. But when it comes time to sign a contract, I'm making the decision that I believe is going to, obviously, best for my family, but I've got to be happy with it.
It's also a little bit different with, I get that, but come on, dude. You're not including your wife or kids in your thought. Yeah, honey, sorry, I don't care that you don't want to be here. I'm just going to sign here because...
We're not moving. It's not like we're going. It's not exactly the same. I get that.
But we could.
I went to San Francisco, and I made the decision that I thought, I had just gotten married.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't have kids yet, and I'm like, what do you think for sure? But I'm like, this feels like the right career move. Let's go.
But they move, obviously, a lot more often or whatever. It's a bigger deal. Juan Soto's got to decide where him and his family are going to be for the next 15 years. That is it. Like, it would be, to me, foolish if you did not involve anybody else. I don't know how you would make that decision without involving anybody else. Ultimately, you're the one who's going to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do this. I don't think it was Juan saying, Mommy, this is like what the reports make it feel like, and then Yankee fans make it feel like, Mommy, I want to play for the Yankees. No, son, you're playing for the Mets. I think the Mets are better, but Mommy, please, I love the Yankees. No, we're going to, like, get the hell out of here. That's not what's going on here. Juan Soto's an adult. He has an adult agent, maybe the best agent that has ever been in the sports, even though I can't stand him. Mm-hmm. They made the decision. So let's not make it like, oh, it's very easy to sit here and take one report and say, well, Juan Soto's mom wanted the Mets. Yeah, okay. And that's why he made this decision for $765 million for 15 years, because his mom said so. It had nothing to do with anything else. It was because his mom wanted the Mets.
But Sal, but think about the concessions that were made by the Mets and not made by the Yankees. Right. Those directly impacted Mommy.
Well, and him.
So maybe there was more. And listen.
And him.
No question. No, it makes his life easier. There's no question about that. But I listen.
If all things were equal and you had the same opportunity, like, why wouldn't you choose the better offer?
No, I'm not saying that I wouldn't.
Meaning if your family benefits by that?
I'm not saying that I wouldn't, but what I am saying is you better at least pretend that you're happy, and you better start playing better. So until that goes away, whether it's right or wrong or a little heightened, and, you know, I'm laughing as you're doing the Mommy thing. Yeah. I don't think it. I know it wasn't like that.
No, but I do think that
I think there's an element of he leaned on his mom. Okay. And some mom's not always right.
Right. Right, but
especially since mom's not taking in the batter's box.
But you make it like mom made the decision.
No.
Okay, but then she gave her input. Like, I know if my father were alive, I'd be going to him for every big decision.
No, me too.
It doesn't mean that I would listen to everything that he said.
I agree with that.
But I'd be going to everything that he said. I'd be taking it all in and making the best decision for me.
Me too.
I believe that's what happened. Now, maybe he was torn. And his family, his mom said, well, I think you have to look what the Mets are doing here. And then maybe ultimately use that and went to the Mets. I don't think it's like he was held against his will.
But nobody's saying, well, I mean, if people, I'm not saying that. If other people
say that.
That's
what it sounds like. Oh, he didn't want, the idea is he didn't want to be a Met. He's only a Met because his mom wanted him to be.
How many times have I said
the curse word because it really pisses me off.
I could see why that would bother you because, you know, until he starts playing better, like that's going to live. That's going to get life. That's going to get oxygen because there's generally a correlation between how you feel and how you do.
Right.
You know, whether we're sick and we come in and we do a show, I mean, sometimes you have to do it. You have an argument with your wife. You got to come in and you got to do the show. You tell me it's not easy to do a show. Well, now, you and I happen to snap into it no matter what. But there are days where either we didn't sleep or we're sick or the kids are sick or there was an argument or, God forbid, somebody's sick and passed away. I mean, a lot of things that go on. Life goes on. It's time to work.
Right.
And I think
He's got to do it.
Now, I can't account for the Yankee fans who are trolling and whatever. That's not me. I don't think it's quite the way, and I know you sensationalized it for a reason, but I do believe, because Juan Soto, and I'd have to find the exact quote, I will in a second, Juan Soto said, the Yankees were the first choice,
right.
Quote, we just couldn't get it figured out.
Right.
And when you say that, that's not us projecting our beliefs on what Mommy said to do or what you thought. You told us the Yankees were number one.
Right, but they didn't make
the
right offer.
That was a quote.
But they didn't make the best offer.
I understand that.
He's also said that he has no regret. So why aren't we using that quote?
Well, we could. I'm okay with using everything here. But again, the incorporation of that quote will have more validity when he starts looking happier and playing better.
Well, but that's the point. And that's why I don't think it should be about... I do not believe his struggles are because he wanted to be with the Yankees. That's, to me, it's ridiculous. Yeah, the Yankees were his first choice. He wanted the best offer. That's what he wanted all along. Whatever the best offer is in his mind, that's what he took. That happened to be the Mets. Now, he's got to get over the fact that he liked it with the Yankees, and he was one way there and allowed to be one way there because the players there, in particular Aaron Judge, went to him and said, hey, you be you. Don't worry about it. We got you. Go out there and be yourself. I don't think he's got that with the Mets so far. Matter of fact, the difference is he also now has a $765 million contract to live up to that it'd be nice if somebody did go to him and say, hey, don't worry about it. We got you. And instead, I think it's just like, hey, big boy, you're making the big money. You're supposed to be the big man in town. Go out there and go do it.
Well, that's a bigger issue then. Now you're talking to an absence of leadership on a team that's supposed to be in a position to win a World Series. That's a different discussion.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that that's... It has not been reported that that happened. It was reported that it happened with the Yankees.
I know. And let me ask you this. Does it have to happen?
Maybe not.
Like, who did it for Lindor after the thumbs down? I really don't remember.
But it took him years to get...
I know.
But do you think Lindor was happy being a Met?
No, he looked absolutely miserable.
Correct. So now, do you think Lindor's happy being a Met?
Yes.
So...
I do.
And I think it's going to even come quicker for Juan Soto because he's not foolish enough to do the stupid dumb found thing.
No,
and
I know. He's going to get
it. He's better than Lindor. Juan Soto is a beast. He's an animal that is yet to be unleashed. And when he does... all this fluff talk will be forgotten. The problem is, to your point, it's all about the production. We're trying to figure out why the production isn't there. It's not because he can't play baseball.
Yeah.
Is it because of he doesn't feel comfortable? Is it because of he's thinking about where he was a year ago so far? Is it because he's trying to live up to the pressure of the 760? There's a lot of...
No Judge behind him. Even though he's had big seasons without Judge. I mean, you got to incorporate everything. Yeah. What percentage of everything you just said applies? I have no idea.
Me neither.
But the best thing for the Mets and the best thing for Juan is to go 3-for-4, go on a little run, get player of the week, keep it moving, keep winning games. Because, oh, yeah, by the way, outside of yesterday, Mets are still winning without Soto doing anything.
Yeah.
And now that the pitching is starting to show signs of, you know, and I know they got guys coming back, but, you know, it's suddenly not quite what it was 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. They're going to have to start winning some games with the sticks. And with Juan's hitting, those odds go up.
No, he's...
I mean, you got to go. Let's go, Juan.
To me, it's been like this for a while. Like, all right, enough is enough. And really, after the Yankee series is the one where now, because he struggled in that series, and I think that was the case, now it's all about Juan Soto to me. Nothing else matters. Yeah, okay, well, the Mets won 2 out of 3 from the White. That's great. Like, they should win series. That's great. If Juan Soto was not Juan Soto, fold up shop. Like, it doesn't really matter what you do this season. Alonso isn't good enough. Vientos isn't good enough. Nemo isn't good enough. Lindor's not good enough. They're not good enough to go out there and win a World Series without Juan Soto being Juan Soto.
I agree.
The pitching is not, they need Juan. It's not a knock on those guys. He's the stud. He's the superstar on the team. He needs to produce like that, and then you'll start to see another level of play from the Mets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.